Welcome to the Data Strategy Show, 66 Questions, Data Leaders Unplugged. I'm your host, Samir Sharma, and I'm delighted to have Mir Ali on as my guest today. Mir is super passionate about data and what the future holds and how organizations will evolve using this asset. A believer in continual learning in all that he does, and he also believes that nothing must be taken for granted. Deeply motivated by his faith and continuously looking for mentors to guide him both through his life and career. Mir is currently head of platform engineering at the Kraft Heinz company. He has 20 plus years of experience leading technology teams across industries. His role includes focusing on building a robust platform that supports the Kraft Heinz company's growth strategies, improves analytics-driven decision-making, and much more. A huge cricket fanatic and a player. He loves Indian food and attempts to cook when he gets the chance, although his wife doesn't think he's very good. Keep going, Mir. He attempts to live his life with focus and purpose, doing his best at everything he does, both at work and at home, every day. He lives by the mantra of doing things with sincerity and bringing positivity to all those around him. I do hope you enjoy this episode. Please like, share, and comment. And enjoy listening to Mir. Behind every data leader, there is a person. And here is Mir Unplugged. One. Mir Ali, welcome to the Data Strategy Show, Data Leaders Unplugged. 66 questions. How are you doing today, Mir?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to having that chat and ready.
Perfect. Well, I know you've had a busy week. It's been a long week of traveling and attending conferences from one part of the world to another. So let's go straight into it then. What's your wake up ritual?
Let's start up with prayer.
Yeah, perfect.
That's how we get started.
Awesome. What would you say is your biggest strength?
My beliefs and values.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest learning experience you've had?
When I thought that I'm indispensable and I got dispensed.
Okay. That is a brilliant learning experience. I think something that everybody should really, really also touch in, and touch into in terms of who they are. But that's profound, actually. Are there any? Sorry?
I was a wake up call for
you. Yeah. I know what you mean. Are there any hobbies that you will never give up?
Cricket.
Cricket. What are you, a batter or a bowler?
Bowler.
Bowler. And best stats on bowling?
A 5-wicket haul.
Oh, wow. And for how many runs?
Close to 30 something.
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah. And fast or spin?
Fast.
Uh-huh. Okay. What makes you angry?
What makes me angry? My laziness.
Okay. Do you have a first memory of life?
No, I don't. Not coming to my mind.
No? Okay. What are you most excited about these days?
Work and family, actually. We're on an exciting journey and doing some really, really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Family, because my kids are growing, mm-hmm. and college, going into college, their career.
Wow.
So still,
yeah. It's an important time for them.
Yes.
And an important time for you in your career, obviously.
Yeah.
So they both collide. Yeah. Mm. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I can always count on you.
Nice. What's a cause? Be dependable. What's a cause that is important to you?
I would say serving.
Mm-hmm.
Serving mm-hmm. others.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless. Whether it's professional, personal, anything. Just be there to serve.
Yep. Yeah, that is brilliant. What makes you smile the most?
What makes me smile the most?
And by the way, everybody smiles when I ask that question.
What makes me smile the most? Good one. Leadership lessons that I've learned that I thought of that was important, and it was back of my mind. And somebody says to me, "I was like, oh my God, I knew about it." You know, kind of things that you are aware of it, you haven't put in practice.
Right.
Like, you know,
Yeah.
and so I smile at it because rather than I get upset, so at least I thought about it.
Yeah.
You know.
But you smile because I really should have actually put that into action. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a secret talent?
Do I have a secret talent?
Something that you've never told anybody.
I think it's my wife wouldn't agree, but I think it's cooking.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. What's a dish? What's your favorite dish that you like to make?
You know, so I used to make Indian dish. This is called korma, right?
Oh,
So
yes.
it's more of
Yes.
a curry.
Yeah.
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 So I was known for it back in college. And back in Mir, can you make that?
Yeah.
So
And now you're saying that your wife doesn't think that your cooking is that good, or it's the benchmark against her cooking, is
it's not a benchmark. She just doesn't think I have the talent for that.
Well, we'll keep with that as your secret talent. If you weren't doing what you do, what you're doing right now, what would you be doing?
Playing cricket all day, all night.
That is awesome. What are the three things you can't live without?
I can't live without family, and some casual reading.
What was the second one?
Workout.
Oh, workout. I didn't quite hear it. Okay. If you were to be a fictional character, what kind of fictional character would you be? Would you want to be?
Fictional character. I don't read a lot of fictional novel, so but I would say if I would be a superhero, I would be a Superman.
Superman. Awesome. Now, what, and again, what's the last show that you binge watched? Is there anything that you thought, oh, yeah, that was very cool, and you sat down and watched the whole thing all the way through?
Oh my God. I did. I feel really guilty about it. But it was a Turkish serial.
Yeah.
It was, it's very famous. It's called Ertuğrul.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a Turkish serial, but anyways,
And
I
what's it
wanted to touch
about?
it. So it's about the Ottoman Empire, right? So it's the
Ah,
beginning of the
okay.
Ottoman Empire. It's an amazing show. I've heard so much about it. And I saw one, I got addicted,
You got hooked.
and I watched 3 seasons in less than 2 months or less.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So you really did go for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That was
Your
my
family
second
didn't see
choice.
you in that time, did they?
No, they did. They thought I was crazy.
What's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life?
I would say I did sort of a mini bungee jumping, which I've never tried. So when I went to Cabo's last year in summer, my wife said, we're gonna go what do you call that? Forgot. We're gonna do bungee jumping. I was like, sure. And
Yeah.
then I got there
And
and
you
I
said no.
jumped.
Yeah.
I jumped.
So what's a mini bungee jump as opposed to a normal bungee jump?
Yeah, so the mini, I guess the mini for me is like wasn't that deep. I mean, it
Oh, it
was
wasn't.
still,
Okay.
it was 3,000 feet or
Oh,
so. Still deep.
that's still pretty high.
But it was, bungee jumping, usually you're tied to your feet.
Yes.
You just flip. But
Yeah.
this one is more of a harness around your back.
Oh, right.
So that's why. You have the
Okay.
experience of it, but not truly, because I thought my legs will come off if I
Yeah.
do the
That is adventurous. How would you define yourself in three words?
change agent. Maybe two.
That's two words.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's
Yeah.
okay. That's
Yeah.
cool. What's the biggest surprise you had this year?
Wow, biggest surprise I had this year. So many. I think my daughter making a shift from being, from a law school. I want to do law too, say. I want to do computer science.
Oh, cool. How much did you pay her to do that? So she
None.
can follow in dad's footsteps.
Yeah, that was a big surprise for
Oh,
me.
wow. Wow. That is a big jump. That's
Yeah.
completely two separate worlds. It's quite
Yes.
unbelievable. Wow. Is there anything that is currently inspiring you in the data or digital world right now?
Yeah, data and digital. So, I was at Gartner, so the potential of metaverse and how that's coming to play. It's early, but I do believe there's a big value for that, especially, when you look at company like CPGs, the space, the ability to create your own space and then other use cases where they're calling innerverse, which is more internal facing, right? Onboarding trainings and yeah,
For
so
within your company.
within
Yeah,
my
yeah.
so there's customer facing, there's
And
others.
then internal
But I think
facing, yeah.
yeah, so and it takes a lot of emerging techs to make that happen, but I think that's like really exciting. So
Awesome. First one who's talked about the metaverse. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I was thinking about it. Actually, I did that on the survey yesterday for our leadership summit. He says the advisor more of an analogy, right? You don't drive looking at your rearview mirror. So the context was that my mentor gave me as like mirror things that I have in the past, use this in learning, keep an eye on it, but always look forward. Yeah, so it was one of the downtime that I had, and I spoke about it, and that's sneaking, and it's still in my mind fresh.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you have a pet peeve? Something that really annoys you when someone does it?
I do. So, especially at home, it's like I like things to be organized and not around. So when I see things not organized and in a place, and I'm almost like, put that away.
Are
Yeah.
you a bit OCD?
A little bit on that level. Yeah, but it comes to work too. It's like I like my work, like I want to be able to go to a place and find what I need rather.
Right. I see quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, people say the search is great. I was like, dude, search is great, but it takes a while. If I know the pattern, it's much easier. But anyways.
Yeah. Do you remember the moment your career completely changed?
Yeah, he was back in early 2008, 2008, 2009, and I was a tech lead focused on engineering and just enjoyed development and doing what I do. But somebody came and told me, it's like basically told me I'm not good at what I do in this, but I'm really good at that, and I should just. So meaning you do engineering, you do good, but you're great here.
Okay. And what was that
So
great thing that they said?
you move to management, leadership.
Okay, leadership,
And
right.
so I moved. So I thought about it, but
Yeah.
all and then I did the pivot of moving more into the management route.
Good move.
I'm rewarding. I love
Never
it.
look back.
No regrets.
Awesome. What makes you feel accomplished?
On a day-to-day basis, what I have set for myself on my objectives, I check them off
Okay.
and make somebody smile.
That's good. What three words describe living in the US?
Oh man, it's a tough one, right? It's like
Yeah,
I
it's a
love
tough one.
it. Yeah, so it's in the US, I mean, it's opportunity. it's a big playing field, right? So the opportunities are there, the skill is there, and the support is there.
Yeah, I like that. Opportunity, skills, and support. Cool. Optimist or pessimist?
Optimist, always.
Good. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now?
Music is something that I was never into it. It's called zero playlist.
Oh, really?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. Wow, that's
So I
amazing.
mean I know a little about it because kids, friends, somebody listened to it, but other than that,
Yeah,
no.
you're the second person who said that on the show, that they don't really listen to music. They think it's a waste of time.
I wouldn't say wasting time, but it just, no,
Ah, horses for courses, right? As they say.
no.
What are the three things at the top of your bucket list?
Top thing of my bucket list. Professionally, building my leadership team out and building a world-class organization to support, an engineering organization. Two, with my kids, making sure from their career perspective, they're all looking in the right direction and good choices. And personally, just making sure that I am fit and keeping in shape and not a liability on a cricket field.
You can move quick when you need to. That's the main thing. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, that's binge watching. Sometimes I just spend too much time. So I do
When you
that.
should extract yourself and do something else.
Yeah,
Well,
yes.
what book did you most recently finish?
That's a good question. I generally don't finish end-to-end cover book, and I don't believe in that
Okay,
because
what book are you currently reading then that you're not going to finish?
that I'm gonna finish to what I need
Yes,
to finish
exactly.
on. But I just got this book yesterday from two books from Gartner. What was on digital body language by Erica.
Digital body language.
Yeah, it's a really
Okay.
good book,
Okay.
and she Erica Tawan. So she talks about what do you call critical empathy.
Okay, yes.
It's a really good book, and then so I definitely want to make sure because with the new world, that's key.
Yep.
And the second one I got yesterday that I want to sort of look into is it's called Illogical. It's
Illogical.
yeah. The concept really is something that's intriguing to me to deep dive into it.
Interesting. Well, I've written those down, so I'm gonna look into those books. If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
16-year-old self, make right investment choices.
Ah, yes.
Right?
That's
Make
very
right
good.
investment choices.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good mentor in life. And the third one would be mentor in life. I thought about the third one is read.
Okay. Yep.
Lots of reading.
Yep. Yep.
I was, I'm
You didn't
15 years
read that
old.
that time. Yeah, you just
Yeah,
wanted
I
to
was
play
just having
cricket, right?
fun. But just fun. But reading
Yeah.
is
It
it's a
is up
huge
there.
part of your growth.
You're right. You're right. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Maybe I can help UK here and be the prime minister for a day. Sorry.
Well, it depends how long you'll last. That's the
Sorry, that's a mean one.
No, not at all.
Debating, but be a leader for a country.
Okay, nice. Yeah, just to see what it looks like. Very
Yeah.
cool. Yep. What's the one thing you've always wanted to try?
One thing I wanted to try and I did not try. Nah, skip that question.
Okay. If you had to change something in the world right now, what would it be?
That's an interesting one. So, hunger and how we can come around and how we can make that possible. And I think it's possible to do it, you know, to really help. I mean, it just.
In this day and age, there shouldn't be anything like that, should there? Yeah. No one should go without a meal.
No.
You know, yeah. No one should go hungry. You're right. If you could resurrect one person from history and put them in the world today, who would it be?
Wow, that's a good one. I mean, obviously, I want to be careful how I answer, but obviously, I would love to have our prophet be back. Yeah, but I want to be careful on that one
Of
because,
course. Of
yeah,
course.
but if it was just a general person, I would, yeah, I'll stick with that.
Okay. What's the one thing you wish you knew at the age of 19?
Pandemic. You know, things like pandemic, you know, how lives can change.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, things, you know, that we plan better.
If you were not living in the US, where would you be living?
Where would I be living? I would say India.
India. Yeah. Awesome.
That's where, you know, I was born,
That's
so.
where you were born. So that's the place that, and you were just there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Have a good trip.
It was fun.
Yeah, I
A lot
bet.
of memories. I visited after 16 years.
Oh, wow. And where did you go to?
Hyderabad.
Ah, okay. So you must have had so much good food. That's all I can say.
Yes. I have a long regimen in front of me to shut that weight off.
Yep, that always happens. If you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data or digital leaders, what would it be?
Focus on building the foundation and get the quality, data quality.
Brilliant. What's the one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
I mean, I've traveled to, so it's the city in Saudi, Medina. Just
It's really spiritual.
very, very,
Yeah.
very deep.
Yeah. What's the best lesson your parents ever taught you?
Actually, many, but one that always resonates with me is like, they always said, spend with what you have. Don't be ever in a situation where you have to ask. So this is profound. Never owe anything to anybody.
It's a very, very good
And
way
my
to
dad
live.
has lived that life. Like, I don't even know him that he owes anything to anybody. My life.
You keep your integrity. So I know what your favorite food is because you said Indian, right? Or is
Not
or
very specific, right? So I said it's the Hyderabad biryani. That's
Yeah.
my no question asked.
Okay. Do you have a favorite podcast?
Favorite podcast? Yes, I do. So I do what I do listen to this podcast by man, I'm blanking on what's his name? Tech Innovation.
Okay, tech innovation.
Yeah, it's a good one that I it's by Peter High that I you know at least it's more from a tech perspective that is in right leaders that talks about very inspiring and visionary work they're doing across the organization. So yeah, I think it's mostly CIOs, CDOs, and that. So I really like it.
Okay. Who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
Quite a few here, so but but mainly it's the principles that I've learned through the faith, right? So, which I believe are still the core to the leadership as well, right? But then I have my mentors, both mentor from a career and spiritual perspective, and obviously my parents. So three.
Yeah, wonderful. What can you see from your window right now?
A beautiful sunny day with the fall, with the
tree, oh yeah,
with the leaves just turning yellow.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And yellow beautiful. And brown, so it's just beautiful.
Wonderful. Wow, that's great. What's something you still have from your childhood?
Wow, that's interesting. From my childhood still with me? Just my passion for cricket.
So do you have a trend in the data or digital world right now that you'd like to see disappear? Is there something that irks you?
No, something that irks me. ETL.
Oh, or ELT.
Oh, man, I was like, to go beyond that.
Well, you know, we talked about super, you wanted to be Superman earlier on, you know, but out of Superman's powers, which superpower would you really like to have?
Ability to get where I need to very quickly.
Okay.
You know, so you can turn that, you know, you can turn that one fist on and then go.
Yes, and go.
Yep. Love it.
Perfect. Perfect. What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years?
Yelling and screaming at the kid.
That's a real one. That's definitely a real one.
No, in general, I don't do that. But yeah, that's
well. Look, like we're all human beings. I mean, I don't want to do that, but I do. Looking back on your life, is there anything you would have done differently?
Anything that I've done differently? Yes, would not have spent so much money on my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could be smart about it.
Yes,
to establish, you know, those values, home values, with my kids. Right?
Yeah. And
third, it's like making sure the mentors are in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a very important aspect of growth. What's the best thing that happened this year?
Actually, going to Hyderabad was the best.
Yeah, was the best thing.
Family for over 15 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
All together, come together. It's amazing. A lot of memories.
Yeah.
Just from the childhood.
Of course, of course. Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have a movie that makes you really, really laugh hard?
Not a big movie person either.
Nope. Okay.
But I do watch time to time. You know, that's an Indian movie. Three Idiots.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah,
that makes you laugh.
It's really funny.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it then. See if it can make me laugh.
I watched that on airplane.
Okay. And did you wake everybody up?
Yes. Oh, that was crazy.
If you could teach one subject in school or college or university, what would it be?
It will be on architecture,
system thinking,
design thinking, and then the other one would be on leadership.
Mm, very good. What's a skill you're currently working on mastering?
Influence, and along with it, be an outcome-driven business leader.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What three words best describe your leadership style?
Oh man, three words. I would say there's many styles, but I am flexible, outcome driven.
Mm-hmm.
And flexible and outcome driven, right? So
okay,
because one size doesn't fit all.
Sure. If you're, you know, in your work right now, what would you say are your current top three data or just general challenges that you're dealing with?
Quality.
Yeah, as you said earlier.
Quality. Availability.
Mm-hmm.
And quality, availability, and just overall governance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is something that recently moved you?
Recently moved. So actually, I was 2 days ago in Gartner when I was listening to Mike Lebing, his keynote speaker, and he talked about a few things which just would just completely move me in terms of what a power of one can do, right? So that person worked on one thing, was to provide somebody created something for a person who was completely paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
eyes, and his pupils to draw something.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
I just did it for one person.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I could scale. That yeah. was just, there was many stories he told.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
His company is called, the project that he does called Not Impossible. But man, I was in tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow. That is incredible. What's the one thing you had to learn the hard way?
I would say cricket wise, I'll tell you. I never believed, wearing helmets.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
That is bad.
So, when you got hit on the head, that's not a good feeling, yeah?
Yeah, busted my nose.
Ooh. Yeah, I did that in wicket keeping, but got the ball right there. It bounced very weirdly and hit me right in the, and it was a fast one.
Yeah, so that was something, a life lesson that says,
oh, yeah,
it's always important.
Yeah.
And from that day to today, I always wear it.
I bet you will. Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you handle pressure in your career?
It's a good one. I do my best. Not always I'm successful. For the most part, I just look at what's the most important thing that needs to be done. Look at the priority, help it prioritize, get some focus time on it, and get through one at a time.
Yeah. Very, very sage advice. What's something you notice about someone when you first meet them?
The mannerism. How they interact, right? How they shake their hand, the eye contact.
Yeah.
Would they like to be a listener or like to just talk?
Okay, that's good. What's something you still like to learn?
Still like to learn. There's many things in the list, but if I were to prioritize it, I would say I'd like to learn more cooking. I think there's something to it, but that's something I truly want. It's on my list.
Yeah.
But professionally, there's things that I do want to learn personally as well.
Yeah.
But that's something that's, to me, it's like
something you really need to do.
Yeah.
And my final question, Mir, what would you like to be remembered for?
Okay. A person who you can always count on.
Mm-hmm.
To be there when you need it.
Fantastic. Mir Ali, thank you so much. You've been a pleasure to speak to, and thank you for coming on to the Data Strategy Show and 66 Leaders. Thank you. 66 questions. My goodness.